Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. It is time for the original intent of the Constitution. Oh, I'm so excited Woo-hoo. About that. I know you guys were eagerly anticipating this. We're very thankful for all that we've been hearing about the Constitution from Jay Sekulow, the minutes. We just feel like that's just a very important part, and we appreciate mm-hmm. what they're doing. And we need, this is a nation of laws, so we need somebody to represent us mm-hmm. in the courts, and they're doing it. And so what we're going to do today, we're just going to talk about the U.S. Constitution. If you haven't yet heard, we've already spoken about the citizenship test. We took the test just to entertain you so you could find out how much we all don't really know about our own country while we criticize people who just passed the test.
All right.
And we had to realize we had to repent from that and say, you know what, we need to go back and learn the original intent of our nation. And there's a 100 question test that you got to get to be passed to be able to be a citizen of America. And there's some really, really good questions. And you can go back and listen to them on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com, click on the Torch, and you can go to your app and see them on your app as well. But today, which I'm so excited about bringing up, is the United States Constitution. We're going to have a lot of, just a few wonderful, probably humbling questions about the preamble to the Constitution, the very first statement about the Constitution, which is important because that kind of sets the groundwork of why there's a Constitution, mm-hmm. which, you know, we're going to talk eventually about the Constitution over the time you can hear it later on. But you need to first find out, you know, why did you have a Constitution? Why did you write it? What's the whole purpose of the Constitution? And you're going to be really, really surprised to find out that, oh my goodness, that the reason why we're having so much turmoil right now in America is because we left the original intent of our founding fathers in regards to the Constitution. So we need to grasp this again so we don't lose it. Mm-hmm. But I believe there's 52 words to the preamble, the Constitution, and we're going to go with, of course, if you get it, if I'm going to, you know, whichever one of you guys get a chance to be able to do it first, you know, we'll toss the coin up and see which one it is. You know, it's heads and tails, you guys can pick it. But obviously, if you get it right, you're going to hear this wonderful applause from all our listeners. They're applauding in the heart. If you get it wrong, and if you take too long, but we're going to give you time to think.
All right.
That's your time to think. But not too much. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Here we are. Heads or tails? Heads or tails?
Heads.
Wow.
I think we just broke something. That is heads.
You get to go first.
Do you want to receive or pass?
I'll go ahead.
Okay. What is the third word in the...
No. People.
People. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's wonderful. That was a joke, but he got it. That was like, we got to move on to the next good. Person. No, that was good. What is the first word?
We.
Yes, a lot of our founding fathers could have been French. Oui, oui. Okay, here we are. Okay, Pat. Really? This is it. Right. He won the toss. Do you want to receive again?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Out of, don't Google, don't get away from the Google stuff. Okay. I want you to tell us the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. Well, I'll give you time to think about it. You missed reading his lips. You probably can't read his lips. It goes, the whole thing. words. Okay, here we are. What is the preamble which is the very first introduction of what this whole thing is about. You know, why they did and form the Constitution, which is, by the way, how our whole country government's made up. Everything is to function, every part of it. Okay, Chris, that's your question. Give us the preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America.
We the people, the United States of America. About it.
Oh my goodness. Well, I understand, obviously. We're just getting this, but think, you know, I see Pat just waving his hand wanting to steal this. Pat, what is the preamble of the Constitution of the United States of America? All right, here we go. What is the preamble to the United States Constitution?
In order?
Well, let me give you a hint. There's vowels and consonants in the thing.
Well, I know all men were created equal. Is that part of it? Okay.
That's the look. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Well, it was part of it.
Isn't that the Declaration of Independence?
Okay.
Obviously. We're having a little fun here. But the truth is, we all need to get it back inside of us again. Mm-hmm. We just want to have a little fun there. So I'm going to read it to you. All 52 words.
Thank you.
But then I'm going to ask the question. You may be able to tell me, what are the seven things that I guess we wouldn't know the seven things if we didn't know the one thing, right? Okay, here we go. Let me read it to you. This is so important because this is what's trying to be taken away from us. The Word of God, Scriptures, and our Constitution. It sure sounds like what happened in Germany, don't it? Mm-hmm. They burned all the Bibles. They got their own Bible. And they began to restructure the government. Mm-hmm. And then you had concentration camps, and you had Jews and Christians being killed, and men being worshipped, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. And so when our founding fathers came and they began to write the Constitution, this is the first thing, this is the reason why they wrote it. So knowing this is so important because we can find out what was the reason why they wrote it. And it just kind of just makes such complete sense. Listen up. Here it is, the preamble to the Constitution. We, the people of the United States, which means all of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to form a more perfect union, because they were coming from other unions, but they wanted to form a more perfect union, mm-hmm. establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for a common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. That's so powerful.
Wow.
How many of these things are not even happening in a day? So there's seven specific things that are being talked about. There's a whole reason. There's seven reasons why the Constitution was established. The very first one was for, you know, obviously for the people, but the very first one is for domestic tranquility. No, the first one is to establish justice. No, the first one is a perfect union.
Right.
A more perfect union, not perfect, but a more perfect, which is important because some people say, well, it's not perfect, but it's more perfect than other things because look what happened so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's so more perfect that many enemies are trying to take it down. Mm-hmm. The second thing is to establish justice. The third is to ensure domestic tranquility. Man, we should need some of that today, huh?
Yeah, right.
The fourth is to provide for a common defense. The fifth is to promote general welfare. And the sixth is to secure the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity. Let's break that down a little bit and understand this. This is the whole reason why they wrote the Constitution. I mean, if this will encourage you to look at the rest of the Constitution, because that means everything after that statement, after that introductory paragraph, the preamble to the Constitution, lets you know, okay, let me refer back to this statement because that was the goal of it. So when we see things violating that preamble, we know that, hey, that's not constitutional because that's not the whole spirit of that law. Because it needs to fit within these particular six, or it's actually seven, but I said six, but seven criteria. So think about it. The first thing we find out is that it is written to establish a more perfect union. And, you know, some people say, well, the Constitution is not perfect. Well, as long as men are around, it's not going to be perfect. But you got to admit, being tried by a jury of your peers is better than being put in a torture chamber under some castle somewhere and being stretched out until you finally just say whatever they want you to say so that you're, you know, not 7 feet, 8 feet tall, or, you know, handcuffed and thrown into water. And this is our history of mankind. And they put you in chains and throw you in the river. And if you floated, they said you were innocent.
Wow.
Or, you know, being burned at a stake because you had a difference of opinion than the king. Or feeling like, I don't think the king's over the church here in England, or the queen is. I need to follow the Lord. But then you get beheaded or put in prison. They would call, I mean, so they say, this is more perfect. I mean, you go to Germany today, I believe it's Germany, that you get to be baptized in the church to be a citizen of Germany, something like that. It's so integrated that the government collects the tithes and offerings.
Right.
Out of people's checks. It's like, not good. And that just goes to show you what they really meant when they said separation of church and state. Mm-hmm. It was like the state don't have anything to do with the church. And so the government shall make no laws concerning the church is what it says. So the first thing is a more perfect union. Think about it. I mean, look how long so far it's lasted. And people cannot buck up against it because, first of all, because God has protected America to this point. And because he's acknowledged as the creator in our Constitution, in our Declaration of Independence, and the whole reason why we're doing what we believe, that all of our rights come from God, and all men are created equal. Did it take a while for that to walk out? Yeah, but because the Constitution was there, it allowed for us to grow, and as our president said, evolve on the matter and grow on the matter, and but it allowed for that to be able to take place. But then the second thing was to establish justice, which means to set things in their right order. Without justice, without this is how this needs to go, you know senators will serve, you know, six terms, representatives will serve two terms, and, you know, presidents will serve, you know, a minimum of two terms, but four years in there.
A maximum of two terms,
and then 4 years, and, you know, the equal powers of justice and all these things we're going to talk about over the period of time, that it was, it's called justice. We are a nation of laws, and it takes justice, and you'll see weighing scales when you see justice represented, because it takes all the evidence and weighs it against what's just in the context of the Constitution. So justice. So it's important then we understand that not only is it a more perfect union, but, and it's we the people, but it's to establish justice. So when we see anybody saying that the Constitution says this, but it's unjust, then we automatically know that's not the purpose of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. The Constitution is about justice. And then the next one, the third part, is to ensure domestic tranquility. That means tranquility is defined as free from commotion, free from any disturbance or commotion.
Right.
Free from showing no signs of anxiety or agitation. Calm, serene, peaceful, still, relaxing, quiet, restful, soothing. That's where what tranquil means.
Wow.
And so the whole purpose of the Constitution, they were saying when they were writing, was and is so that we can have domestic peace. And we have our own leaders right now and people stirring up. This is the outward sign of coming against our very purpose of our Constitution. The very pushing people and trying to get them agitated and get them unpeaceful is against the Constitution, because the whole purpose of the Constitution was to be able to have domestic, which means around, in the country, domestic peace, domestic tranquility. So when we apply the Constitution to America, there's peace. If we just do away with it, then all of a sudden there's no peace.
Mm-hmm.
There's unrest and all these things that are going on already. And the next thing we'll find out, number four, is this not good?
This is good.
This is a reminder, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if we forget this, we won't even realize that our constitutional rights are being violated and the Constitution is being violated. We don't even know it.
Well, that's why they're getting away with it, because we don't know it.
Yes, God's people and Americans are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But we can get that knowledge, and that's why we're talking to you about the original ten of our nation. And the original ten of America is where you can find all these on The Torch at vfntv.com and click on The Torch. The next is to provide for a common defense. Provide for a common defense. Common means shared, belonging to, or sharing by two or more people or a group. In other words, that we all do this together.
Mm-hmm.
A common defense. And it's a mutual thing. When you say we go to war and things happen, all of a sudden you see people from all 50 states going in and getting together to be able to defend our country. And from enemies foreign and domestic. And the enemy domestic would be somebody that's against the Constitution in America, that is against tranquility in America, trying to hurt the people of America. Like, for example, what happened in Boston, where the terrorist bombing from people who just came sworn in as American citizens. I mean, that's totally unconstitutional what they did, and that is an enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, enemy of the Constitution, right?
Right.
And the next thing it says in the preamble is to promote the general welfare. Welfare is defined as well-being, somebody's state or condition with respect to whether he or she is healthy, safe, happy, and prospering. And what the Constitution does, it provides for an atmosphere, a safe atmosphere, that everybody has a chance to succeed. I mean, it's amazing. That's why so many people try to come to America, because they want to be all that they can be.
Mm-hmm.
And America's always been known for a place that if you work hard, you get rewarded for it. And the government protects your right to work hard and your right to free speech and all those wonderful things. And then the sixth thing is, it says to secure the blessings of liberty. I mean, think about it. The biggest thing going on here is that the Constitution is supposed to secure our liberties. You know,
right.
So the last thing that would happen is any liberty be taken away from us. But how many liberties today are being surrendered? You know, they're creating this commotion, this untranquil moments of fear, and people are coughing up all these liberties. You know, but the opposite, the government's supposed to be creating an atmosphere of peace and tranquility so people don't cough up their liberties and to say, hey, you know, pat me down, search me, track me. You know, put 40,000 drones over us by, you know, in by six years, according to FAA, whatever the number is. But liberty is defined as the right to choose, the freedom to think or act without being constrained by necessity or force. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And taking freedom for granted means we're taking our right to choose, the freedom to think or act without being constrained by necessity or force. And how many of these things today we're seeing all of our liberties just being, everything's constrained. I mean, it takes an entire force of, I just can't imagine the average Joe or Jane trying to meet all the criteria today of all the different little hoops you got to jump through just to have a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing. And it's like, What happened to the Constitution? You know, what happened to our rights in the context of this? And freedom from captivity and slavery, basic rights, a political, social, economic right that belongs to the citizens of a state, freedom, independence, liberation. So we think about it. It talks about the purpose of it is to secure the blessings of liberty. Mm-hmm. And we believe that liberty comes from God.
Right.
You know, that's what that's what he's talking about when he writes, they write the Declaration of Independence, when they're saying, listen, this is the reason why we respectfully tell you, King George, that we cannot no longer be connected to what's going on. And there's this saying, this is the reason why. I believe it's 27 reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
And but one is that we believe that all of our rights come from God, then we have a right to liberty.
Right.
You know, and the pursuit of happiness. Today, so many people are trying to say that, you know, you should make me happy. It's like, no, yeah, you can pursue happiness.
All right.
But we know as Christians that that's going to come in God. Joy is going to come from God.
All right.
And he says, not only is to secure the blessings of liberty, but it's for to ourselves and our posterity. And posterity means those that come after us. And not only are we not thinking about the next generation, you know, we're killing off the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 50 million Americans have been killed since 1973 when Roe versus Wade became a law. There's been over 50 million abortions. I mean, not only are we not, I mean, this, we're violating that child's constitutional right to live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are we going to think about it? That child has a constitutional right according to, I mean, think about it. The child's born in America. I don't care where you come from. The child is a citizen of America.
That's right.
Well, the second that child is conceived, you're in America, and you have constitutional rights, and that child's rights are being violated because it has a right. Those generations that come after us have these same constitutional rights. And then they said this. They say, do, ordain, and establish. They said all these things, and they said, do, ordain. What does do, ordain mean? It means to establish or order by appointment or decree of law or to an act. In other words, this is a serious thing. It is a. This is like sealed in concrete.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're saying what we're about to tell you is the reason why we're doing it is this and what's about to come after it. So we do ordain this. We establish it. We decree it. And establish means to set up on firm and permanent basis. I mean, this is important. And you have, you know, our current leadership, many people in Washington and other areas of the country are saying, you know, we need to just do away with, no, just find you another country.
Yeah.
Well, why do you have to change this one? I mean, why don't you just move to another nation that's more unconstitutional? It doesn't line up with America's Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
This is, let me read it one more time, and we're going to go to break. But understand, this is the preamble of the Constitution. So we when you hear the Constitution, understand that these seven things is what it's guaranteeing us, and we don't want to give these things up. And understand the Bill of Rights and all these other things that we talk about afterwards. It's based on this. It's based on this in the Bill of Rights of the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Here is the preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.